Hello and welcome to Girl Bye, the Common Sense Talk with Nicole Renee, and I am your host. And thank you for tuning in to today's episode, a podcast, The Girlfriend Left Behind. Now, in the wake of the tragic death of Nipsey Hussle, father, businessman, activist, community leader, rapper, It's really, my heart goes out to his mother, his family, his children, and his girlfriend, Lauren London. Now, everyone's business isn't public, okay? And what I mean by that is, there are certain things that people that are in the limelight, you know, celebrities that are in the spotlight, do not wish to disclose to the public. So, you know, it's really not, I don't want to assume, let's put it that way. I don't want to assume that Nipsey Hussle and Lauren London were not married. Because again, they could have just been keeping that from the public, because many celebrities do that. However, looking at a part of the obituary that was shared today, and it was the words of Lauren London in a text message that she texted to him right while he was laying next to her sleep. And that text message was dated January 21st, 2019. It was a very intimate text message that she wanted to share in his obituary. And in that message, it didn't state anything about her being his wife. It stated, and like I said, in her words, along the lines of her being his girlfriend. So, I am assuming from her text message to him that the day that he was gunned down, she was still his girlfriend and not his wife. Now, there is another podcast episode that you might want to check out, dated July 20th, 2018. And it's probably one of my first podcasts, and it's entitled The Importance of Having a Marriage License. And this particular thing that this topic that we're talking about now, again, in the wake of Nipsey Hussle's death and leaving behind a girlfriend with his child, this is the purpose, you know, one of the many important reasons why it is very, very important to have a marriage license, women. Now, I want to read an article that was perfect timing, because actually this particular podcast episode was, I started this last week, April 4th, and it was just something that I felt in my spirit that I needed to wait. I needed to wait a little bit in order to go ahead and share the podcast or you know, make it available to for everyone to listen to. And I'm so glad that I listened to my spirit, because in the mouths of two or three witnesses, let every matter be established. So I had to wait until there was something or someone else to confirm or be in agreement with how important this is. So I'm reading this article from Rolling Out, and actually it was from what I'm reading now, it was 2 weeks ago. So around the same time that I started this particular episode with this in mind of how important it is for women. I mean, the marriage license is to protect the family. It's to protect the family. It's to protect all of those who are involved in the business of family, because family is a business. Family is business. It's more, yes, you're building this business of family based on the love that a man and a woman shares. However, it's still a business. And business must be handled in the world that we live in. So, I'm going to read this article, and then I'm going to go further with my thoughts on this topic and the importance of this, using wisdom. It says, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. 5 reasons you need an estate plan. And again, this is from the, it's a Rolling Out article, Finance and Wealth. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was gunned down outside his LA store on Sunday, March 31st. He is survived by his 2 minor children and longtime girlfriend, Lauren London. Assuming Hussle died without an estate plan, all his assets would pass to his children in equal shares, since he was not married at the time of his death. This raises major issues, as minors are prohibited from owning over a certain amount of assets. That amount varies by state, but minors are unable to take possession of the funds until they reach the age of majority, which means a guardian or trustee may be appointed to manage the funds for them until they reach the age of majority. If there is no estate plan indicating who that guardian shall be, the courts will make a determination. This also means that longtime girlfriend would receive nothing from Hussle's estate, even though, this is in parentheses, even though he may have wanted her to, as she was not his spouse nor an heir. Here are the reasons you need an estate plan. So this article goes on to give the 5 reasons why you want to have an estate plan. And again, this is an article from the rollingout.com, and it is, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, 5 reasons why you need an estate plan. So I want you to go and check that article out. And as a matter of fact, I will post this article as well, along with the podcast that you can find on my social media. Now, I want to speak to this from the angle of being a woman, a girlfriend, a wife, and a mother. Over the years, I have heard men and women alike argue back and forth about a marriage license in marriage, and how a marriage license or a piece of paper doesn't make you husband and wife, and so forth and so on. And here's the thing. I understand the point that said people were trying to make. And that point is, a piece of paper cannot determine if you love someone, if your heart loves someone, if you will be very faithful to that person, if you will not commit adultery against that person, or, you know, you commit adultery against your spouse if you're married, but you cheat on a girlfriend or a boyfriend. That's the difference. So, you know, it doesn't make the piece of paper doesn't make your heart do anything. And which, yes, that in itself is true, because we do know that, I mean, you know, you look at the divorce rates, and they're the top two reasons for divorce. One, the number one reason is finances, is money issues. And the second is adultery. And here's how the two tie in together. And then understanding energy. First of all, energy. Where your energy goes, the money flows. Again, where your energy goes, the money flows. You put your energy into what you value. We all do. What we value, we spend money in that area. And so, another thing with energy, there's sexual energy, okay? And if you know anything about astrology, the eighth house is that house that the seventh house is that of finding an equal partner and then negotiating. We call that the marriage house. So this is where you have one-on-one relationships, you know, business partnerships, in which marriage is a business. So business partnerships, you know, you find your equal in that area, whether it's a business partnership or a love relationship, you find your equal and then you negotiate. You make agreements. That's what marriage is. You make an agreement. Okay. You say, hey, you want to be with me? I want to be with you. Want to be with me the rest of your life? I want to be with you the rest of my life. You know, we agree to whatever terms and conditions, whatever they are, you agree to them. And then you make this a contractual agreement, not a verbal agreement. The verbal agreement would be seen, right now I'm talking astrology talk. The verbal agreement would be a third house issue that's ruled by Gemini. But a contractual agreement in the seventh house would be ruled by like Libra. And again, when you think about when you go into a courthouse, okay? Libra sign is, or the symbolism is the scales. And the scales are balanced. It's about equality and justice. All right. So when you go in the courthouse and you see the lady, you know, it's like a blindfold and she's holding the scales in her hand and the scales are balanced. Well, that's what that's about. Equal partnership. Right. And so this is where you negotiate to get, you know, hey, both parties benefit. And that's the symbolism of the scale. It's equal and both parties benefit, not just one, but both. And then when you move into the eighth house, which is ruled by Scorpio, this is about shared resources, shared assets, sex. This is where you consummate the marriage. So yes, the piece of paper is where you negotiate your terms and conditions and you agree. And then the eighth house, which is that next house, is where you consummate or you become one. You have sex in order to combine your energies And then you also combine on the manifested level, you combine your resources. Hey, I have this, you have that. Now it's one. So we're not, you know, well, my money is in your money, my money, and I get paid on so-and-so day. And so I put that. No, we're married. We have combined sexual energy and our energies are together as one now. Our resources are together as one now. And we share in this. And that's where that deep, intimate bond is created. And it's a psychological house. And that's the reason why when it comes to divorce, divorce is seen in that same house too. And it can be so painful. It's a house of inheritance because what? One or the other spouse or whatever, or both, you know, they die and they leave behind an inheritance. And it's also a house of legacy. Again, astrology talk. A house of legacy. So you leave a legacy, you leave an inheritance, and whether, you know, husbands and wives usually travel, they're usually together all the time, traveling, you know, going to the store or whatever. So say if they both have an accident, both of them die, and the children are left behind, then what? You have these resources and these assets that are passed down to the children, an inheritance, right? So say if the wife dies, same thing. She it leaves behind something for the children and the husband. The husband passes away. Same thing. Leaves behind something for the children and the wife. So that's just something that I wanted to throw out there. So again, that legal binding, that is a contractual agreement that you make and that is recognized by the state and, you know, and all of that. So in the event of death, not if you die, we all will take off the flesh. So when we pass on, then, you know, hey, I didn't come in this world with this stuff. I can't take it out, but whatever it is that I built, I can leave it behind for my children and my children's children and my spouse. Well, in this case, not leaving anything behind to a spouse because there was no spouse on paper. None on paper. And that's the importance as women. That's the importance of having that marriage license in place. Because here's the thing. And, you know, look, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm married. That's all I can say. I have 7 children and I am married. I have the papers because I will not put myself in that type of position at all. So, in the event of a death, and this is what we're looking at right now, and I just read this article, you have a 5-year relationship. Speaking from the woman's perspective, a 5-year relationship with a man that you totally love. I read the text message thing that she left, and it was in his obituary, and, you know, and how he was so much of a protector, and it was beautiful. All of these wonderful things that was said. It was absolutely beautiful. Here it is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read it. Text message from Lauren, your boogie, dated January 21st, 2019, 8:15 a.m. I'm in bed with you while you're sleeping, and I wanted to tell you something. I want you to know I feel real joy in my heart when I'm around you. I feel safe around you, protected, like a shield over me when you're around. I am totally myself with you, which is probably why I'm annoying. because I don't wear a cool mask anymore. You've made me into more of a woman. You've given me an opportunity to really love a man. You've been with me while I've been sick, through my fears. You have encouraged me and inspired me to reach higher. I've learned so much more about myself with you. You've been my turn up and my church. I wouldn't want to go through this journey with anyone but you. I look up to you in a lot of ways and strive to educate myself more like you have. And when we're at odds, I feel defeated and sad, knowing we are so much better than that. I just want you to know that you've been the greatest boyfriend to me. You aren't perfect, but I would never ask you to be. You and I work. We fit. And you're still the coolest guy in the world to me. Still, I love you so much. Unconditionally. My truth is this. I'm never going to give up on you. My loyalty and devotion is to you. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. However, that is the thing about romance. It can be blinding. It can be very blinding in the world that is real. And the reality is, in the world that we live in, we have to manifest. We have to manifest our love and the protection and those things in the world of law. We do. We have to transfer that love into written protection of our families in the event of our death. We have to make sure that our business of our house and our children are in place so that in the event of a death, we can mourn properly without having to add on top of that mourning strife about legacies and inheritances and fighting through all of that legal battle. It's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate because I could only imagine, and I have seen this with my own eyes, but it was just a different situation. It was a different situation, but the same. I can only imagine me as a woman, the mother of a child to a man that I'm not married to, and he passes away, and everything that I have given, my heart, my soul, my love, my devotion, my sweat, my tears, my time, my body, the pain of birthing with labor, a man's child, not his seed, because a man gives the seed, but a woman gives him a full, live, breathing baby with a heartbeat that grows, and we nurture that child, and we do so much for that child that this man has planted his seed into. And men love their children. They're proud of them, all of those things. And that's all good, fine, and dandy. But the child was planted into a woman, and that woman travailed in birth. And as women, It is up to us to value ourselves so much more. So much more. We have to do that. We have to know our value and our worth to where it's just not, oh, I love so-and-so so much to where I will go through the ringer, but not be truly protected. It's one thing to feel protected in body and soul and, you know, hey, he's here with me and I feel like this and I feel like that. But in a situation like this, with the legalities, they don't care anything about how you feel. It's about what's on paper or what wasn't on paper. And then also for the children, for his children that were left behind without, you know, possibly assuming that there was no estate plan in place. Again, what he has would be to his family, meaning mother, father, if father is, you know, married and in the picture, it would go to his family. But as the article said, the children will not be able to touch the estate basically until they are of age, meaning 21. And then there are some things that goes along with that as well. But again, as a woman and a mother and a woman that was in love, and not saying that that man wasn't in love with her either. He was. It's just that it is so unfortunate that our people, with all of the business savvy that we have as far as, you know, whatever our talents are, and then we turn that into a hustle that turns into a business, and then we're doing this out there in the community and doing that over there and that over there and that over there and everything outside, but not taking care of what matters most, and that is the home front. And now I will bring some biblical principles into this. I'm a person that studies. I study the scriptures to show myself approved, a workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All truth. And all truth meaning what we're talking about right here now today. This is the truth of the matter. In the scriptures, from front to back, all that the Creator really cared about was the home and the relationship amongst family. First husband, wife, and children. Because that relationship is reflective of our relationship with our Creator, with our Heavenly Father. This is why we call Him Father. It's reflective of that relationship. And anytime he dealt with any of the children of Israel, it was always get your house in order. The house in order, the family in order, the business of family in order. Leaving an inheritance to your children's children. In one of the books, not in the Law and the Prophets, but it had to be one of the letters that Paul had wrote to the churches that were, or the assemblies that were scattered abroad. And it came up where he talked about, he said, hey, if you desire the office or the position, the title of a deacon or bishop, Okay, it's a good thing. So when you choose one out, make sure they are not a novice. What is a novice? Basically a rookie that you new to this. Make sure that they're not new to this. Make sure they're not a rookie. They're well in age. And one of the first things he said was that when you're checking this person out to see if they're good for this position, make sure that they rule their houses well. Not what kind of job experience that they have and if they did this out there in the community and did that out there. No. First thing, make sure that they rule their houses well. The wife, the children, their houses. That the children aren't disobedient, okay? That his wife submits to his love. Not just his wife is under submission. His wife is submitting to something, but she's submitting to his love because he's leading by the example of love. Make sure that this person has their house in order. Why? And this is what he said. How can one take the office of a bishop or a deacon or, and this is just not concerning assemblies or churches. This applies in every area. If you want a certain position of leadership, your first order of business is to lead in your home. And if you can lead in your home and your home is managed in the way that it should be, then you can go out there in the community and wherever and lead there because your house is straight. The house is in order. That is how Yahweh deals, which is the total opposite of the world. The world does it differently. It's what's going on out there, what everybody can see, what everybody can put the spotlight on and applaud. But then the house is not in order. And then we leave behind women unprotected and children that could be benefiting from the work but can't because the house wasn't in order. Business wasn't in order. And it's unfortunate that it's so many of our celebrities, and maybe more than we can even, more than the stories that we've ever heard, that you know, they had all of this, and well, at least that's what it appeared to be, because you know that industry is a lot of smoke and mirrors anyway. It appeared to be all of this, but then if the spotlight was really put back on the home and the business, that was left undone. And that should have been the first thing that was done. Again, assuming that, you know, that business wasn't handled. We're just using this as an example. But however, what we do know, just from Lauren's words of her own in a text message, they were not married. They were not married. And I know that there are more listeners, more women, female listeners, than there are males. And this podcast is called Girl by the Common Sense Talk. And this is common sense. Women, this is what, this is the order of business. Value yourselves more. I know that there have been talks about, you know, women don't want to be seen as gold diggers and all of this and all of that. It's not about being a gold digger. What it is about is you valuing yourselves more. Value your body more. Value your spirit more. value your mind more. No one is going to protect you like you. And if you don't protect yourself, don't look for a man to do it or anybody else for that matter. You must do that yourself. How do I go about doing that? Well, one, your body is the temple. Our bodies are our temples, okay? The scriptures say what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of Yahweh and you are not your own? Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body, temple. It's not made. This the book. I didn't write it. Glorify Yahweh in your body. Your body is not made for fornication. Well, there's spiritual fornication, and then there's a reflection of it that we see that sexual energy, you know, physical and whatever, that's shared between people that are unmarried. Okay, so then what do you get in a case like that? After it breaks up or whatever, oh, it's the heartache and the pain and that nigga ain't this and this and that and the other. I mean, well, why is that? Why he ain't nothing? Because you wanted the same thing he did without any type of, you know, commitment or whatever. I mean, unless it was an agreement. I mean, if that was an agreement, then that was the agreement. And then let's not talk about how somebody wasn't this or wasn't that. But if some people have some underlying motives, but then want to come through the other door, like, well, no, we just having light fun and, you know, we just doing a do or whatever. And then next thing you know, when it's all said and done and it's fall out, oh, so-and-so is not this and they're not that. Well, I don't know. Maybe you wanted to do something different. Maybe you want to handle yourself and your body and everything a certain way. You know? Okay, now we end up with a child. Why put ourselves and a harmless child in a position to be left behind, not protected, not taken care of? Again, it starts with us. Women, it starts with us. I don't care what anybody says, the little smooth talker or whatever. Whatever he's saying may sound good and roll off his tongue smooth like butter. He may make you feel whatever kind of way. I mean, you know, chemistry is chemistry. I do astrology. I study astrology. I do chart readings and everything. I see so many different people's charts. One person can come with the same person can come with five different charts from five different people that they are seeing. And I will see chemistry in all five of the ones. And it's just like, okay, well, you got chemistry with all five of them. So which one has the better spirit? And the question is like, huh? Yeah. The planetary energies, they do what they do. It's chemistry there because the energies are there. And those energies affect you in a different way, but you'll feel what you feel with all of them. But you tell me, which one has the better spirit? So that part doesn't matter. The chemistry. That doesn't really, it plays a small part. But when you start to think of yourself, we want to handle business. Think of yourself as a business. You have to. You're going into a family business. And if you don't want to do that, make sure that you don't crank out babies and everything that goes along with having a family business. Because in a courtroom, when people stand in a courtroom to get a divorce and they're dividing assets, guess who is in the asset column? Children. That's why you're dividing time in between what parent spends this much time with the children and that much time with the children, because children are assets in the eyes of the court when it comes to divorce. Because you have a family business based on the marriage license. Everything that you do together and you build together are assets. And these aren't things that's thought about when you're in the throes of romance. Romance is that's something else that has nothing to do with the business at hand. That's why many people fail in just their own businesses. Because of the romanticizing it. Ooh, the romance. I'm going to be a business owner. And then I'm going to look like this. And then have this. And my business. And then when you get into it and you just like, whoa. I didn't know it was going to be like, it's work. It's work. And it's not pretty. And it's sleepless nights. And broke days. And all of that kind of stuff. And before you can really turn over a profit, it's a long time. It's business. You got to put in on the front end so you can get in on the back end. And romance doesn't play a part in any of it. That's the little googly feelings we get in the beginning. But that's it. But women, we have to start looking from that lens of, wait a minute, I value myself, my body, and anything that will go in and come out of it. And so therefore, if I'm going to have children, maybe what I need to do is, first of all, let's see who's worthy. Yes, worthy. Worthy of that, because when I do, I am going to go through hell and high water, through pain. And then not only that, nurturing and raising children, that's going to change my whole entire life. And I have to change everything around that. Who is the man that will share in the understanding of my worth enough to say, you know, the agreement here, you know, I agree that you are worth it, and let's put this on paper. As a family business, and then go from there. You still need to have an estate plan, but even if that's not in place, in the event of death, who's the wife? I am. Okay. And then you can handle what needs to be handled. But without it, you're a woman with a child that lost his father, his or her father. And anything that he has done, any work or whatever that he's been, you have no parts of it. And the unfortunate thing about that is you probably put in a lot of blood, sweat, tears, sleepless nights and all of that kind of stuff, and back rubbing them and encouraging them and all of those things, helping him build those things up. And you get nothing to show for it. That's not valuing yourself as a woman and as someone's lover, child's mother. If we want to say baby mama, I don't like that term, to be honest with you, but that's the truth of the matter. Now, this is not a self-righteous talk at all whatsoever, because I will be the first to tell you, before I was married and had four more children, I had three children prior to my marriage. I had three prior to my marriage as a teenager, but going through what I went through raising my children and the struggles that went along with it, the light bulb came on somewhere, and I'm kind of glad that it was early on. Because by the time I was 16 with three children, it's like, wait, guess what I'm not going to do anymore? Bingo. Have a child out of wedlock. Yes, I use that old-fashioned, old-school term, wedlock. I will not have another child out of wedlock. Period, point blank, the end. And then my eyes started looking through a different lens when it came to dating. It wasn't the whole butterflies and, ooh, the butterflies and, okay, yeah, butterflies, okay, boop, boop. Now that I got that out the way, how good are you with money and, you know, all of these kind of things. Just the business of everything. And my husband, even now, it was a long time before he appreciated me handling business. It's always business with you. I said, well, yeah, it is. It is. Something's wrong with that? Because you'll soon see that, man, my wife handled business. Now you appreciate it. But that's where we have to be, because I don't care. Everything in this world is about business. The spirit part is there. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And in this human experience, it's all about business. We will leave this earth and we won't take anything that we worked hard for while we were here. And in that case, if we have children. We have children. As women, we have children. A man somewhere was involved in that process. Let's not do that to ourselves and the children, to where they will be left behind without, and especially you. You do matter as a woman. You matter. Your children matter. And as a woman, you have to make sure that you make the better decision again for yourself and your children. If, and I'm not, this is not to them, it's not about them as far as in this case at all. I'm not saying that the man, you know, that Nipsey didn't love Lauren and all that. They did. It was just, it's always just this kind of like Neptunian euphoric kind of cloud that's around for a while, that it needs to be dispelled quickly. Like, yeah, you have all of that when you're dating and stuff, but you have to set a time limit on certain things. You really do. Hey, we love each other. Okay, ooh, that's fine. Ooh, I'm pregnant. Oh, okay. Oh, we having babies. Ooh, wonderful. Yeah, we need to go get this marriage license, bruh. Depending on what state you're in, it's about, I know when me and my husband got ours, it was $30. Now, divorce costs a lot more, but marriage license, $30. We have a marriage license have a license for just about everything. We take, again, I talked about that people, you know, going back and forth with how the marriage license don't mean this and it don't mean that, or you can cut corners around it and you can do estate planning without. Why would you want to do that? I can, such and such can leave me something without us having to have the state in our business. It's like, wait, do you know what time that we live, the day and time we live in? It's the television knows your business. I mean, it's video and everything everywhere. There's nothing as private. Nothing. Nothing. You know, the blood type, it, nothing is hidden. Nothing is private. But oh, that is. Mm-mm. It's unfortunate that women have took that bait. They really bought that. Just deception. Deceiving and being deceived. It's crazy. And just honestly, it's crazier to me when I hear women saying that. It's understandable when I hear men say it, but women, I'm like, really? You all bought that, huh? Wow, that's interesting. And then we're the ones left holding the bag, without the bag. We have to value ourselves more. We have to be accountable for ourselves in that manner. Well, he don't want to marry me, or you know, he's saying it doesn't take some time, or did, well, how much time did it take for you to decide to get into bed? Like, there are some things, like back in the day, traditionally, that I'm all for now. When I was crazy and you know, just want to do whatever I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it, like, yeah, that seemed. But now, because I'm wiser and, you know, and the age is there too, there's some things that we do want to take from tradition and keep it. And that's one of them, especially in the wake of many people hollering, men and women, the baby mama thing and the baby daddy thing and such doing this and so, and he ain't taking care of this and then she doing that. All of that could be avoided. But of course, that's an ideal world. But everyone, it's up to us how we shape our world. On one end, we're the masters of our fate and everything, and we have the power and we have control and we have this and that. And then as soon as we start talking about something just as simple as this, but it's life-changing, it determines what happens in your life and all that kind of stuff, then all of a sudden we don't have any power of it or control of it, or I don't understand. And I do not want to even understand that mindset. I don't. Because it's confusion in the end. It really is. But yes, women, we need to value ourselves more. Your body and everything that goes in it and comes out of it. And again, as I talked about, you know, we're women. We were made a certain way. We were designed a certain way. We were designed to be the man's helpmeet. Helpmeet means we are a suitable companion for him. To love him, to encourage him, but to also challenge him in order to make him better. Sometimes he'll fight with us because it's like, dude, you tripping. Okay, well, I want to be tripping. No, but you can't be tripping because we, you know, that's what we were made for. Suitable for somebody, you know, that you can challenge him on some things for him to be better when he don't feel like being better. And you know that, look, I've been married. I've been knowing my husband for 26 years, maybe. 26 years. I've been knowing my husband for 26 years. We've been together again for 20 years and living in marriage with a marriage license for 17 of those years. Believe me when I say, oh my gosh, the things that I have been through in our marriage, I wouldn't dare even put up with in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship at all. He had to be my husband to go through this. And you better believe with all of this, oh no, we got a license and everything else that comes along with it. It's like, this is work. And I don't know about you, but any work that you do, there is no, I used to work outside of my home and would be 1 o'clock in the morning, still at work, come home. I've done more work at home than I've done out there anywhere working for anybody or myself. Oh, you better believe I'm getting paid some kind of way. For real. Seriously. Enjoying the benefits of my home and what we have and what we built to get, that's payment. But let something happen to my husband, I will not be sitting around with me and my children out here with our butts hanging out. And what I mean by that is, you know, not having things in order to where when it comes down to handling the business of everything that I have helped to do, someone else comes in and swoops in and say, well, and I have no say so. No, not me. And as women, it should not be you either. We got to grow up. That's the reason for girl bye. Girl has to go. Woman has to grow up. Okay? Girl has to grow up from girl to woman. Girl bye, woman stand. You got to stand on this. I never want to see a woman in a position like this. My heart goes out to Lauren. But at the same time, it's like, man, all I know is a man that love you and he really love you. That's a drop in the bucket. That's a drop in the bucket. It really is. So I'm wrapping up this session, this episode of Girl Bye, the Common Sense Talk. The girlfriend left behind. Let's not put ourselves in these kind of positions, women. We need to value ourselves more in everything that comes out of us. We give birth to everything. And we need to value it. And we need to manifest it. And yes, do have contractual agreements with any and everything that we are involved in. Otherwise, you just cannot put your energy into it. It will hurt so much, too much, for you to give your blood, sweat, tears, and everything, and you have no say-so over anything that you've put your energy into. Don't do it to yourself. Do not do it to yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Be responsible for yourself and everything that your feet treads on. So until next time, I love you guys. I love you. World without end. Peace.